Welcome to a special audio feature on bullmarketrun.com on this Sunday evening, the 6th of March. With me on the phone from the PDAC show in Toronto is Mr. John Carter, the president of True Claim Exploration, TRM, Tom Randy Michael. On the TSX Venture Exchange, True Claim released initial results Friday from seven holes of its ongoing 8,000-meter drill program at the Scatting Gold property near Sudbury. These results included 15.78 meters near surface, grading 5.36 grams per ton. John, thanks for joining us here tonight. I take it you had a very busy first day at PDAC. Can you paint a picture for us of the scene there today?
Oh, thank you, John, and it's a pleasure, as always, speaking with you. And, yeah, it was a pretty exciting day. People were coming into the booth on an ongoing basis. It was very, very exciting. The attendance is just unbelievable. Good quality clients, good quality people coming in, asking great questions. And you know me, I love to be challenged, and it was one of those days that, you know, I live for.
What is the early buzz at PDAC? I guess a lot of people talking about gold hitting record highs this last week.
Well, I think it's a general trend, John. I mean, commodity prices are up. Silver and gold are at all-time highs. There's a lot of people out here peddling great stories, and there's a lot of people out here just peddling stories. But it's been a very interesting first day. It's probably this is my 32nd PDAC, and it's probably one of the most exciting ones I've seen in all those 32 years.
Well, you still have a few more days to go here, so it should be interesting. Let's talk about the results you released on Friday during the trading day. You have completed 16 holes so far at Scatting. Results from 7 of the 10 holes you've drilled in the South Zone were released on Friday. Tell us more about hole number 10, which intersected 15.78 meters, grading 5.36.
John, first of all, what I'd like to do is just tell you a little bit about the history of the South Zone. The South Zone has always been there, obviously. And back in the mid-80s, a company called Watts came in and drilled a hole and got 40 feet of 0.29 OPT. Remember, this is back in the 80s before the metric conversion. Mm-hmm. And subsequent to that, many people drilled the area, but they couldn't duplicate that hole. And our 3D modeling that we've been developing, as you know, over the last year and a half, and Lindsay and Teresa have been working very, very hard on, identified the fact that they were drilling in the wrong direction. And what we did is we used our model and did our calculations and fed our information into the model. And on the 10 holes, just so you know, all 10 holes hit the mineralized zone. One of them was the hole that you're referring to, which is our TRM 1110, which intersected at between 53 meters and 68.78 meters, intersected to 5.36. And that was significant in that that's the first time somebody's ever been able to go back in and actually find the zone. But what's really interesting about this this drilling program that we're doing is that we found in, as an example, in TRM 1103 that we drilled, that we have now got a very, very clear indication that we have continuity between the central zone, which was the mine zone, and the south zone, which adds a whole new dimension to this property. Everybody, as we know, and including Harold Smith of Curry Rose, who's, as you know, my good friend, and our optioneur of the property, mm-hmm. and he always felt the north zone was probably the best targeted zone. And we're very happy with that, and we got visible gold in two of the first four holes. We don't have any assay results back yet, but we announced the visible gold, and we're working with SRK to develop a very clear orientation of the mineralization. But this south zone is something that we're very, very excited about. And the reason why is because nobody else could figure it out. Now we figured it out, and as I say, we've come up with some really, really good assay results, and it gives us a whole new buoyancy. When Lindsay Moss, one of our project geologists, called me at 11:30 on Thursday night and said, "We got the results back. and they are phenomenal. I was, you know, I didn't sleep that night. It is so exciting to not only be able to identify and figure out why they didn't get the results, but it's also nice to be able to announce, you know, 5.36 grams per ton over 15.78 meters.
Yeah, that's a very nice result. Also, hole number three, quite impressive, 19 meters grading 2.46 grams per ton. All the holes you drilled in the south zone intersected those very important chlorite zones.
That's right. All 10 of them did. When we picked our targets, and as an example, one of the holes we drilled, we expected to get out of the chlorite zone based on our history at 80 meters. We shut the hole down at 133 meters, which means we have now extended the chlorite mineralized zone by an additional 50 meters, which is very significant in that it shows us that there is chlorite potential below the zones that we normally hit. You know that most of the holes that we've drilled are in the 100-meter area in length. But what we found now is that we have the opportunity to extend the zones, and it looks like we're starting to get a clearer picture of where the actual gold comes from. As we all know, it doesn't fall from the sky. It comes from underground. And we're now starting to get a better sense of this entire property. And I think that's the important thing that sets us apart from the other people that have been involved in this in the past, is that we've gone back to basics and forgotten all the all the stuff that was done, and just said, okay, let's go back to square one, let's start to build a model, and let's start to determine what's the best way to develop this property. And I think so far we're very pleased and very happy with how successful we've been with that.
You're using some pretty sophisticated exploration techniques. Obviously those are starting to pay off for you.
Oh, very much so. Our 3D model is enabling us to identify targets that normally you would take months or even years to develop, and we're able to go in and identify a target and then go in and say, okay, we're going to hit this target at this number of meters and be out of it at this number of meters and be within a meter on our calculations. It's really quite impressive. And Teresa and Lindsay, our two project geologists, and Bob, of course, under the supervision of Bob Komarachka, have been able to basically take this over and do a really good job on identifying targets, not just in the south zone. Now we're working in the north zone where we're drilling right now, which we know there's results. And then, like I said earlier, two out of the first four holes we drilled, we have visible gold. We have the core right here at PDAC to show people visible gold taken out of that hole that was drilled 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. What is the gold distribution like at Skadding? What are you seeing in terms of that so far in this phase of drilling?
Well, right now, of course, our gold is associated with a chlorite breccia, and it's a coarse gold, but we're finding that we're getting a lot of pyrrhotite and pyrite associated with the gold. So when we get into a good pyrrhotite pyrite zone, we know that there's going to be gold associated with that. I shouldn't say we know it, but we're confident that there will be gold associated with it. So far, we've been very successful with our determinations, and I think what we're finding is that with the coarse gold fractions we're getting, that we are able to very, very successfully identify the auriferous chlorite. And one thing I need to point out to you, these assay results that we gave, that we put out on Friday, were fire assays.
Mm-hmm.
And to the general public, that's what they understand.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got coarse gold, what happens is with fire assays, they crush the pulp, they crush the core to 150 mesh, they screen it at 150 mesh, and the minus 150 mesh is then fire assay. When you've got a coarse gold, as in a situation with Skadding, what happens is the plus 150 mesh doesn't get assayed. So, and as you well know, gold doesn't crush. It's because it's a very malleable, and it spreads over the screen. So you lose a lot of gold in the plus 150 mesh that's not acid. That's why you do metallics, because metallics then does a pulp A, a pulp B, and then it does the plus 150 mesh, and then it does a weighted average of it to come up with a number.
Mm-hmm.
So on all these assays that we put out on Friday, none of them have had pulp metallics done on them. they have been, the Paul Metallics have been ordered, and we're in the process of doing those now, which we actually feel that it's quite possible that, you know, some of these assays will actually increase. Now, I can't say that with any degree of certainty because, as you know, there is no certainty until the assays come back. But we're fairly confident that because of the coarse gold, the high percentage of coarse gold fraction we have in the ore, that we have a really good potential to find, to increase those assay results as we move forward.
Yeah, not always, but certainly quite often metallics can show some higher grades, so we'll look forward to that with some anticipation. Now, you still have a few holes with assays to come back on from the south zone, is that correct? You released seven on Friday. You're still waiting for assays on three holes from the south zone, plus those holes from the north zone.
That's correct, but you know, just so you know what we did, we actually put a couple of those three holes, or actually all three of the holes, were actually to try to extend the zone itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not quite sure what's going to come back out of those. But again, we're looking for contacts between the chlorate and the carbonates, and of course, trying to identify the breccia. And we have to be very careful, but you know, this is called exploration for a reason. It's to explore the potential of the property.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we actually pushed the assays on some of the ones that were in the chloride zone and tailed back on the other ones because they were true exploration holes.
Now, one thing you're trying to do at scatting, obviously, is connect the five zones that you've identified there. What happens if you're able to do that?
Well, if we're able to do that, you know, we have the potential for a fairly major, you know, mineralized area. I won't say that it's all going to be auriferous, but we do have the potential to significantly increase the potential of this property. We now know, or we're not know, actually, we now feel that the suggestion there is that we now have a connection between the central zone and the south zone.
Mm-hmm.
The east-west zone, central zone, and the new zone, that's our next target. And, of course, the north zone, where we're working right now with SRK, who's providing us with data and orientation drilling so that we can have a better understanding of the block modeling that's required to actually start to build a compliant resource on the north zone.
And lots more drilling still to happen here. You're going to continue with these 8,000 meters until you've finished 8,000 meters and then pause after that?
Well, of course, the new data that we received out of the South Zone, which has been very, very encouraging for us, very, very positive, actually, might mean that as we move forward and as we start to, we will still continue on our program. We don't change from a program. Once we've developed a program, we stick to it because we have a mandate to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what we may well do, because of the new data out of the South Zone that we never realized was going to happen. We were confident it would, but we didn't realize we were going to get the results we got. We may actually now start to work with SRK as let's call it phase three, to move back into the south zone and start to work on orientation drilling in that area, because it's a fairly new area. And like I said, if you talk to Harold, you know, they couldn't do it. They didn't find the... weren't able to duplicate the results from that hole from 1983.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we found it, and we've got it, and we now have a better configuration of the south zone than anybody has ever had, you know, in the past.
My point is the drilling is ongoing and is going to continue to move forward here for the foreseeable future.
Oh, yes, and we're very confident in what we're seeing in the north zone drilling, that we don't have anything back, that we're hitting our targets. And like I said, that includes visible gold in two of the first four holes.
Yeah. Well, it looks very, very encouraging, John, and this has to have gotten you pretty excited going into PDAC.
Oh, yes, very excited. We are very pleased with the results we got. They were... you know, I hate to say this, but they were actually better than we anticipated. I'm not saying we were surprised, but we were pleasantly surprised mm-hmm. by the fact that we were able to go in, target these zones, hit the zones we wanted to hit, and then actually produce the numbers that we got.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a very encouraging thing. Our team is very, very excited. Our geological team is happy with what they saw. They're excited and exuberant about what the future lies ahead on this project, because it adds a whole new dimension to it. I think it's a very exciting time for TruClaim.
Congratulations, John, on these initial results. We're going to be following your company's progress here very closely, obviously, in the coming days and weeks, and I'm sure that we're going to see some more interesting results from the Skadding Gold property near Sudbury. I know your team is working very, very hard, so congratulations, and keep up the good work.
We're doing it right, we're taking our time, and we're making the right decisions to develop this property.
Thank you, John. Enjoy the rest of PDAC, and thank you for taking the time to join us here tonight.
You're more than welcome, sir. Thank you.
John Carter, the president of TruClaim Exploration, a very interesting story unfolding at the Skadding Gold property near Sudbury. You're listening to BullMarketRun.com, where we bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.